This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Last month was the planet's hottest August in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's 174-year record. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports every month this summer set a global climate record.
June, July, and August were the warmest recorded since 1850. For the Northern Hemisphere, that means the Earth experienced the hottest summer in more than a century, and in the Southern Hemisphere, it was the warmest winter. New federal data show the average temperatures here in Colorado were warmer than average over the summer. It was also wetter than normal, with a record number of severe storms. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
RTD had forecasted a big budget problem for much of its rail system, but CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports that appears to have changed.
RTD's fast track system covers the A line and other commuter and light rail lines. It's supposed to be financially self-sufficient, but the agency recently predicted it would be $1 billion over budget through the end of the decade. CPR News inquired about the details of that, and now RTD says their original forecast had a big miscalculation, and that Fast Tracks is indeed solvent. RTD staff are sending new budget figures to their board next month. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Two former Clear Creek County deputies indicted in the fatal shooting of 22-year-old Christian Glass have been offered a plea deal. Andrew Buen and Kyle Gould were indicted last year on felony charges. Enrollment is up at CU Boulder, led by a rise of in-state students. About 30,000 undergraduates are attending CU this year. In the current first-year class, half are women, and nearly a third are students of color. It's a sunny day in Boulder and across Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.